This is November 27th, and I'm interviewing Gladys Chichinov, and she's originally from Muzinki. So,
Gladys, do you have questions to ask?
Yeah, I have a few
in case I run out of.
So you could just tell me again about where you were born.
Yes, I was born in 1911 in the village of a little village of Muzinki. Mm-hmm. And went to school there, then moved in here in 1947.
I see.
Yeah. Got married in 1933 in a fog night by Father Grasso.
Oh, wonderful.
Had
Did
three
you get
daughters.
Married at the church then?
Yes,
in the,
yes. A fog night.
Oh, a fog night.
A fog night. A fog night church. Uh-huh.
Did people go to the church in St. Herman's from Muzinki? Did they go to
Max Lagoon
to go to church at all?
Yes, we did. Uh-huh. We used to go to Max
Lagoon
on holidays.
Did you have to walk?
No, we used to go on the open dory, you know, power dories.
Oh, cool.
They had power
oh,
doors
cool.
at the time.
I
People
see.
Didn't have big boats like they do
yes.
right now.
Yeah.
And my brother had a power dory.
Mm-hmm. Did a lot of your family travel by water then?
Yes.
Go other places
yes.
too?
Well, there was no airplanes at the time
uh-huh.
growing
uh-huh.
up. We were growing up, there were no airplanes. Yeah.
How many were in your family?
There was 10 of us in a family.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I'm the sixth one, the first daughter mm-hmm. mama had, and Dora was right 2 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And my papa died 1921 in July, and Kathy, my youngest sister, was born September 30th. She doesn't know her father. 2 months after papa died,
mm-hmm.
she was born.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And mama was young. She widowed very young. And then I have these older brothers that really used to first summertime, wintertime, they hunt, they trap, and there were a lot of foxes then, and summertime there were a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
So we got along real good. It's a good thing. Mama never remarried. She was so sweet, so nice. She brought us up. A real nice, close family we were. Happy family. Yeah.
Your father died when he was pretty young.
He had pneumonia.
Oh.
He was much older than Ma.
I see.
Mama's, yeah. Yeah.
I see.
He was much older.
And what year did you say he died?
July 1921. Yeah, July 1921.
What was your father's name?
Paul Katelnikov.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
okay. So Katelnikov is your family?
Yeah.
I knew some Katelnikovs in Korea.
Oh, yeah.
When I used to teach.
Oh, yes, there. Yes.
No,
yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there were 10 children, and all of them survived.
No, all the boys are gone now.
Oh.
Just 3 girls left.
I see.
Yeah, just 3 of us left.
Uh-huh.
All the boys.
But for most of their lifetime,
yes,
they,
yes.
they lived.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Philip was the last one that passed away here, but 6 years ago. He was 85 years old when he passed away.
Well, the women
he was way older.
To live longer.
Uh-huh, yeah. All those 5 mm-hmm. boys is older than I am. They're all gone. I had a little brother. He died when he just turned 7 years old with diphtheria. There was, you know, that sickness going
was
on.
Was that an epidemic?
Epidemic,
in
Muzinki
yeah.
mm-hmm.
also in Kodiki?
Yeah, also in Kodiki. Uh-huh. I guess a fog neck, too.
Do you know what year that
I
was?
Can't remember uh-huh. what year that was. Years I can't remember. Yeah, he died with diphtheria. There's quite a few children that died during that.
How old
pandemic.
Were you when your little brother was sick?
I can't remember how old I was.
Oh, do you remember helping take care of him?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
And there was no doctors, no nurses, but sometimes boats would come, you know.
Did you take care of your younger brothers and sisters a lot?
Oh, yes, I did.
Your mom a lot?
Yes, I did.
Because you
yeah.
were the second eldest girl?
No, I'm the first one.
Oh, you're the
I'm
first
the oldest one.
One.
Yeah, I'm
oh.
the oldest one. And Dora was 2 years
uh-huh.
younger than I am. And Catherine, of course, mm-hmm. she was born after Mom died. Oh, yeah, I did help Mom a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah. Did you, what did your dad do while he was living? Was he a fisherman?
Oh, he was a fisherman. Yeah, he was a fisherman. Like I said, wintertime, they go out trapping.
Oh,
and they did a
uh-huh.
lot of hunting.
Uh-huh.
And then taking care of that wood, bringing all that wood on the sled for, because we had heater and wood stove. Oh. There were no such thing as oil stoves there at the time. We had to pack water and outside music.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Where did you get the water from, like streams?
Oh, we had nice springs. Well, there, two of them.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that this is
a lot,
working.
You know.
There we go.
Then we had cows.
Cows?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We had cows. We used to milk them.
Uh-huh.
And we had a lot of chickens.
Do you know how many cows you had? Do you remember?
About 8 or 10.
8 or 10.
Lots of cows.
So
yeah.
Did you have a barn?
Oh, yes. We had a big barn. Had a big house, too. Mm-hmm. Bedroom. Nice big house.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did your father build a house?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And my brother, Philip, was a carpenter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He even built a house for me and Zach after we got married.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice little house we had in New Zealand before we moved here.
Mm-hmm. So what did people, most of their food, they had cows, and then they had, did you have a garden?
Big garden. Oh, yeah. We had a big garden.
What did you grow?
Then we sell. Oh, we grow potatoes, rutabagas, carrots, and radishes. Yeah, we had big garden. We had big gardens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. Then we used to go across the bay, and the boys would cut grass, and then we'd start raking. Mama was strong. She was very.
Really?
She was my height. Yeah, she was strong, and she used to make those haystacks. Haystacks, a lot of haystacks. Well, a lot of people did. Quite a few people in New Zealand had cows. And that's what they did in New Zealand. I mean, put all that hay away for the winter for the cows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we did real well.
Mm-hmm. So you had to grow your own hay? And
yes,
cows and
for the cows.
The barn.
And barn.
Then growing a lot of your produce. And
yes.
I suppose you had a lot of fish. A
lot of fish and salt fish. I remember going into the shed and being barrels of, you know, salt sand.
Really? Mm-hmm. And then that was what you used probably for haraka. What do you do?
To
prepare it, then you soak it to get the salt?
Oh, yes. You have to soak it to get it salt out before you cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then the boys used to bring all those ducks and everything.
Oh.
Lived out of. Lots of clams, the goose clam digging.
So you must have had a wonderful
diet. Wonderful. Yeah, I really enjoyed growing up there in the little village. It was really nice. Like I said, we were one big happy family.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Papa worked hard. Mama was a hardworking woman. And then she used to do the janitoring work at school. And I used to help her go clean the church.
What was the school like?
School, I don't know. I don't really remember growing up. That little school was so small. And Miss Clark, I think there's a school named after her in Anchorage now. She was our teacher, too. Mrs. Wiley. Mrs. Grimes. Grimes had a cannery. So after we grew up, we started working in the cannery, too. Mama worked in the cannery summertime. There were no such thing as welfare or anything like that.
I see.
And then winter time, she was working in school.
So did the school at that time go to sixth grade, or did you
know? No, it went to eighth grade.
Did it?
Uh-huh. I didn't graduate from eighth grade. I quit because I had to help Mom.
I see.
But my Dora, I mean sister Dora, she graduated. School. The boys did too. They didn't go to high school.
They didn't. It probably, if anyone was going to go to high school, they had to come into.
When my younger sister graduated from high school, she went to Wrangell.
I see.
And she was there for 4 years. She graduated. She's the only one in our family graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Then she came back.
And did she live in New Zinke after she?
Yes, she was married and had two children.
Mm-hmm.
Then now, right now, she's in Anchorage.
I see. Mm-hmm. So what? When did you get married?
1933, got married.
Uh-huh. So you were 22?
I was 22. Yes.
And
my husband Zach Chichinov was 34. It's quite older than I am, too. Just like Mom and Papa. Then I had three girls. Maria was born 1934. Norma, 1936. And my youngest one, Catherine, 1938. So I had two girls graduated at Mount Edgecombe, Maria and Norma. Mm-hmm. And Catherine graduated here in school. After we moved here, she graduated right here in school.
Norma, Maria, and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And you lived there. They, I guess, went to school there and everything.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. See, we moved here. Maria went to Mount Edgecombe that year we moved here. It must have been 47. Yeah.
And so in 1947 you moved to go here. Mm-hmm. What was the reason for you?
We moved in the fall. He used to work in a cannery. Zach wasn't a fisherman.
Oh.
He always worked in a cannery. Then he moved here. He had a construction job at Chiniac.
I see.
That's where he worked. And after that, he started janitoring here in school until he retired.
I see. And in Yuzinki then?
There was no jobs or anything during the winter.
They had a cannery, though?
Oh, yes, we worked in a cannery. No, there were two canneries, Katmai and Grimes Packing Company.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But Grimes Packing Company here lost part of the cannery during the earthquake, the big earthquake we had. Uh-huh. Yeah, we worked at the cannery.
Uh-huh. And they mostly canned salmon then?
Oh, yes.
So they did hire some local workers.
Oh, yes.
Did they bring workers in?
Sometimes, yeah. Some? Mostly men, they didn't. Uh-huh. Filipinos.
Oh, I
Filipinos,
see.
Filipinos, uh-huh. Yeah. But we all worked. And boys always out fishing.
Wow. And so in 1947, you moved to Kodiak, and Zach worked in a cannery.
Some kind of work he had there, yeah. He worked, and I worked here in Griffin Memorial Hospital.
Oh.
I worked, all the time I was here, I worked in that little hospital. And we moved to that big one. I worked there, too. Until Zach retired. He was 75 years old when he retired. He died in 1977. He was born 1900.
Was he born in Yuzinki?
Fogneck.
Oh, he was born in
Fogneck. He was born in Fogneck.
Do you remember your parents talking about, when you got older, do you remember them talking about the Katmai eruption in 1912?
I was only a year old.
Yeah, I know you were only a year old when I was born. But
We were brought up in Russian language, too. Mama went to school here. She was born here, and she went to Russian school here.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh.
Hey.
Aha.
See what she got.
Yeah, pills and flowers. What a good combination. I heard you talking.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Julia.
Nice to see you.
Don't fall.
No.
Not probably.
Let's see about... that Zach was born in 1900 in a
Fogneck
and died in 1977. Mm-hmm. And did you visited a Fogneck quite a bit then?
Yes, we used to make a trip there. We spent 1 year, the year we were married, we were in Fogneck. Uh-huh. Then we moved to Yuzinki. We had our own house and had three daughters there.
How did you meet Zach?
Oh, in Yuzinki, cannery.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we knew everybody had almost in the Fogneck, you know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. But he came to Yuzinki.
Oh,
in the
summer. Yeah, uh-huh. He worked all summer. That fall, we got married.
So the, do you think the two communities pretty much?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were, you know, people knew each other really well.
People were so nice. They were so good, so helpful. Yeah, very helpful. That's what when we were growing up, you know, anytime we need help, we got help. Anytime we wanted to, we just helped and shared everything together.
That's amazing.
It was very nice, yeah. It was a small little place. But now, my goodness, I can get over it. So totally different. There's a lot of new homes there and lots of more people. At the time, I guess, when I was growing up, maybe there were about 300 people. So,
300 when you were growing up, you think?
Yeah, maybe less. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I talked to my sister one time. She figured maybe close to 300.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
How many
lots
do you think
children.
Are in the community now?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But they have high school and
mm-hmm.
grade school. So
mm-hmm.
the people
they have nice school,
there.
New
yeah.
school. Yeah.
Community is there center. Work there for people nowadays, though, to stay in the community?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe taking care of the plum water and all this and that. Not much. Nothing right now, I don't think.
Well, when she moved to Kodiak then, and Zach worked in the schools and you worked at the hospital, what did you do at the hospital?
I was working in the kitchen.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Kitchen helper. Because I cooked weekends.
Uh-huh. And and your kids were going to school here then?
Yes, I had, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, high school, two of them graduated, Mount Edgecombe, Sitka.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Sitka.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah, Maria and Norma graduated at Sitka, Mount Edgecombe. And Catherine, the youngest one, graduated here.
And did you have a garden here too? In 19, you moved here about 1947 or so.
Yeah.
People probably still had lots of
gardens. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But we didn't. Yeah. We had a little house at Mission Road.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right across where Mary and Walter Sharapov used to live. Mission was right across.
Okay.
We bought it from San Gennadis.
I think I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right across. And Brown, Cecil Brown and Marion was right there too behind.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, at that time I was still working in a hospital. I forgot what year I quit working. After Zach retired, so I had to stay home.
Well, statehood was in January 3rd, 1959, when Alaska became a state. Was that a pretty big deal for you?
What year was that?
1959.
Oh, I was here, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was busy working. And summertime I used to quit the hospital. I used to go work in a cannery or mechanic.
Oh.
Yeah, work on clams and salmon and king crab. So we've been just busy all the time.
You kept pretty busy all the time.
All the time. Yeah, I kept busy all the time.
Did you think that, notice any changes when Alaska became a state? Did it affect you very much?
I don't know.
Just not,
I really don't.
Not
quite remember
anything special about it. Or big celebrations or anything like that?
I suppose they did.
Uh-huh.
Celebration. The Zach happened to be in Anchorage. He was in the hospital at the time.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was here. Of course, soon as my girls graduated from high school, they left. You know, Maria was working for Pier 91 in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to California to school. She was a stewardess for 8 years for Flying Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine, she went to Seattle and worked for Boeing. That's where they, you know, she met her husband. I just married. But Maria's husband was in the military. He retired now. She had 3 sons. Catherine got 2 girls. And Norma in Anchorage, she has 7 children altogether.
Oh, my God.
So I'm the only one left here. But every time I go to Seattle, Mom, you're moving here, you're moving here. They'll tell me the same thing when I go to Anchorage.
Yes.
I love it here. I just like it here. Because I like this place. Everything is so convenient for me. You know, everything is so close by.
Did you ever meet Lena?
I met Rocken all the time,
yes,
the same floor.
Right.
She's knitting and crocheting. Every evening, we're just busy.
Okay.
And doing a lot of sewing down at the senior center, too, making little quilts.
I bet you do a lot of baking for the church.
Yes. I was very involved in church.
And you have
with
always,
the sisterhood.
Have you always been pretty involved in the Russian Orthodox Church?
Oh, yes. All the time.
Uh-huh. When you were little,
yes.
I suppose you were.
Oh,
did,
yeah.
In the village, do you remember like going starring at Christmas?
Oh, yes, we always did. This was so much fun, starring. Yeah,
you did. Then you made the stars.
Clean the church. We made little flowers from the crepe paper, you know, decorate the church and everything. Yeah, we were very active in church. Very. Mama was very religious. She was good. We couldn't miss no holidays. We have to go to church.
Really?
Yeah. We had to go to church.
Yeah. So what was Christmas like then? Was it centered on, and when you were a kid, do you remember anything special about Christmas time?
Christmas time, we used to have so much fun. After starting, and we used to do a lot of baking. We'd go visiting, you know. We visited a lot. No matter where we go, we'll have some tea. That's chai.
Yes.
We can't leave the place till we have chai. So it was so much fun. And we had school programs, little speeches, and we had plays during the Christmas. I remember we used to get at the Red Cross, all those would send those little gifts, Santa Claus would be there. We used to enjoy that so much. Dora and I played a lot of dolls.
Did you?
We were just crazy about dolls, yeah. We did play a lot of dolls. Mama used to make us rag dolls.
Oh.
Rag dolls. Uh-huh.
And you probably didn't have a sewing machine, everything was hand
sewing. Mm-hmm. A lot of hand sewing, yeah. So when my father and mama got a sewing machine, well, I was right there working in their sewing machine, making doll clothes.
Uh-huh.
So I learned to sew.
Did you learn to, like, embroidery and crochet when you were little then?
Yeah, growing up, mama taught us how to embroider and how to crochet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just telling Lena the other day, Dora and I had room upstairs, and we had kerosene lamps. And with these sewing there, embroidering, and those kerosene lamps, you know, they don't give much light.
No,
they don't. Until we start getting those mantles.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those big, with the little mantles?
Oh,
do you
yes.
remember those?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Like a Coleman lamp.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what.
They give a lot more light.
Oh, yes, yeah. They gave more light, but kerosene lamps didn't give much light.
Did you ever, you know, go traveling like beyond a fog neck much? Did you, as
no,
when you were living
no,
in Yuzinki as a child, did your family come into Kodiak?
Yeah, they used to.
And was what did you have any memories particularly about coming into Kodiak? Like what was
no,
like a pretty big town? Did it seem
it,
like?
Yeah, there? It was when we stayed with our. I had a grandparents here, and mom used to visit with them. Not too often, but we did. Summertime, we used to come and visit. Wintertime, we just stayed home. We didn't go anywhere.
And I suppose you could go sledding. And
yeah.
And ice skating? Did you do much
ice skating? Yeah. I was poor on skates, so I had a hard time.
Did you?
Come home, well, all my knees were bill scratched off all the time. My brothers were good at it,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they tried to teach me how to skate. Dora did. Dora did real well.
There was, is there a pretty good sized lake in Yuzinki?
There were little lakes, not
little
big lakes. Yeah, there were small lakes.
Then in the summer, did you ever go swimming?
No, I never learned how to
swim.
I never did. Yeah. My mama was so protective with those girls, too.
Yes.
Especially me, I guess, after all the boys. Yeah. So she used to take us out all the time. We used to go beachcombing. Up all these pretty little shells. Some were pink, some were white. And remember, they used to have those cigar boxes.
Yes.
And we, you know, paste them off, cover them up with those cute little shells. Yeah, we always was on the beach. Summertime busy picking berries, making jam and jellies. All those things.
Were there places, I don't want you giving any secrets away, but are there places where you can pick the lowish cranberries in Yuzanki?
I don't remember picking lowish cranberries. Mm-hmm. We picked a lot of high-bush
cranberries. Did you?
Yeah. But there were some other berries. They said they had all kind of berries before that eruption. Well, after that, you know, that ash just covered them. It took time, I guess,
yes,
for them to grow back again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I was just reading the history of the
eruption.
Yeah. You know? Uh-huh. And they show that, you know, for a while, like you say, it was all buried in ash.
Uh-huh.
But when the berries came back, they were huge. They were bigger than ever.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it was three years later.
Yes, yes.
It was here in Kodiak.
Oh, I remember.
The
Yuzanki had big berries.
Yesterday.
Big berries, yeah. Just good berries.
And you remember, some people now, it seems like maybe there's more salmon berries, not very many Russian berries anymore.
No.
It seems like they might be disappearing.
There used to be quite a bit in Yuzanki, Russian berries. Now, of course, all that taken out, all houses built up there.
Oh,
you know, where we used to pick berries and all that, so nothing but houses.
That's what it seems like to me.
Here
all my
too.
Favorite
yes.
blueberry patches get built over.
Yeah, Corinne Wilson always tells me, where she used to go picking berries, blueberries and all that, there's houses in there now, too.
Getting to be not very many.
Uh-huh.
And then there's lots of people picking, so it's really hard to... There's so much competition for the low bush cranberries up on Pillar Mountain. You know,
right.
It's very hard to get.
And we never used to pick blueberries right away till the end of August or September.
Uh-huh.
Oh, then they're nice and sweet, no bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Here they pick them right away as soon as they start. Too early.
Yes.
We waited till they really get nice and ripe and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any rule about that? Like I've heard that you're supposed to wait till after the first frost.
Yeah, a lot of them did, I guess, with the long high bush cranberries, too. But we used to pick some kind of little red berries, but I can't remember. I don't know how you call them. They were on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Moss berries, maybe, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or crowberries?
Those little red ones, tiny ones.
I've seen the little
tiny ones. Oh, Mama used to make a good jam.
Did she?
Good jam out of that. That takes a long time to pick.
Did your mother make a lot of garag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she used to cook, she used to bake. Then in the fall, we'd kill those cows, you know.
Oh.
And usually by November month,
yes,
they'd be hanging. Just because cold, we had no refrigerators or anything. And we'd salt some meat, too. I used to fill the little barrels full of the brine. Yeah.
So is that corned beef?
Oh, yes, yes, it was.
And is that where the idea of making corned beef garag comes from?
Yeah,
probably in old days.
Yes, yes,
actually.
Yes.
Those must have been
London. And then Mr. Grimes had a little store there, grocery store.
I see.
So we had canned stuff and flour, sugar, everything we needed, we got from the store. Yeah, we always had food to eat. We were just lucky.
Mm-hmm. And I bet it was also
lucky we had a nice mother.
Yes,
she was so sweet, so nice.
Was she
died.
From Yuzanki?
No, she was here from Kodiak.
Oh, your mother was from Kodiak.
That's where she went to Russian school here.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she read Russian and she used to write. We all grew up talking Russian.
Uh-huh.
No Aleut or no English. We went to school, we did not speak English.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
oh,
because all, you know, we all spoke Russian.
Uh-huh. So you grew up speaking Russian or Aleut?
I started going to school with my girlfriends. I learned Aleut from them. But at home, we were all speaking Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Papa spoke real good Russian, too. And so did I. Had two uncles there.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke real good Russian. Mm-hmm. Tell me how to speak.
Mm-hmm. I remember my grandmother, Shurka, spoke Russian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And I used to ask her if she'd teach me Russian.
Yeah.
Because she'd talk on the phone in Russian while I was there visiting her.
Uh-huh.
I said, you should teach me to speak Russian.
Mm-hmm.
She
said,
oh, no, then you could understand what I was saying.
Yeah.
She didn't want me to. That's what she told me. I
I guess because my parents didn't want us to understand that they should talk Aleut.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But Mama said when she married Papa, she was young and he was much older than her. She didn't know how to talk Aleut or anything. She went to Zimki. There were a lot of people talking Aleut. But it's a good thing that Catholics were there, you know, grown-up girls, they spoke Russian. She didn't know anybody there. So she was with them all the time talking Russian. Till she learned, understood Aleut. She spoke Aleut afterwards, yeah. Papa spoke Russian and Aleut both.
And then did they have any trouble with English?
Mom did learn. You know, after we start going to school, we'd come and talk to her. English, yeah. She understood, but she couldn't speak it.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Romanov.
Mm-hmm.
R-O-M-A-N.
And what was your mom's first name?
Maria.
Maria. And she was from Kodiak. So it was. She liked you, Zinky, pretty well.
Oh yes, yes.
Been something. Then you still, if somebody's speaking Aleut, do you still understand?
Oh yes, I understand, but I have a hard time pronouncing. I don't pronounce my words real well. Like even in English, a lot of words I can't pronounce as well. But Karine is here; she corrects me.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, but I said, oh, just tell me anytime when I make mistakes, just correct me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Karine, does she know Russian?
Oh yes. Corinne was sergeant.
Yes.
She was a sergeant girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds
really I'm glad my girls don't take after me because they speak real well. Speak real well English. They understand Russian, but you know they don't speak it that well.
Oh, I see.
Maria went to Russian school, night school.
I see.
Mm-hmm. She's the one. A lot of times on the phone, you know, they talk Russian.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful to be able to know
Catherine understands. But now she has all those Russian tapes, you know, pronunciation in Russian and English this way. She learns.
Now, does Catherine live in Kodiak?
No, she's in Seattle.
Oh,
I have
two
girls in Seattle. Maria in Bellevue, Catherine in Renton.
Mm-hmm.
And Norma is in Anchorage.
That's right, because you were saying. Mm-hmm. How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 12 grandchildren, 9 great grandchildren, and one on the way.
Oh, that's exciting.
Good things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, do you get together with them once in a while?
I'm gone most of the time, summertime.
Are you?
Yeah, I was there. I was in Seattle for Easter. For a month, but I have to come here and get my longevity, you know, in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what brings me home. Maria always tells me, forget about your longevity, just move here. And then Maria was here in August. We went when that Alexei Pretyat came from Moscow.
Yeah.
We were in Anchorage. We were there for a week. Then I went back to Seattle with her again for 3 more weeks. So I've been gone most of the time, so. But they asked me if I was coming for Christmas. I said, no, I'm staying home. I'm not traveling with you. Thanks to cold. Anchorage is too cold.
Yes.
We're spoiled here. It's nice and warm all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last year we had such a mild weather.
Mm-hmm.
Winter.
Yes.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's been so good.
Yeah. The hardest thing here is for the ice. Is slippery.
It's going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, winter time, we're mostly home. It's when we do all the crochet work.
Yes.
So
do you go out and get your groceries?
Oh, yes. It's very nice. At Senior Center, we have 2 buses here, 2 cars. So twice a week, or anytime we want to, we could go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the hospital and visit.
Do
go any place we want to go. Yeah. They take us.
Well, that's
very,
nice.
Very nice here. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. Our church is just down the hill where I go. Craft is not far from City Market. We go to Safeway with the driver. It's only $1 one way. Coming back, we pay $1 that's all. So yeah. We're pretty lucky. Yeah.
$1 with the
$1 going over, $1 coming back. It's only $2.
Okay. Yeah, it's really reasonable.
Yeah, it is very reasonable. Our meals are only $2. We have lunches here from Monday to Friday. So I'm here all the time at the center for lunches. I just cook dinner once in a while. But we get all our groceries and everything. We do our own cooking. Lena does a lot of baking.
I bet.
She likes to bake.
What do you remember about the 1964 tidal wave and earthquakes?
I was here working. I was at Rick when it hit.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We were just getting done with dishes and everything, cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter came after me. And then they went and picked Zach up at the house. We went up to the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you during that?
I was in Kodiak.
Oh,
my family lived on Mill Bay Road, Upper Mill Bay Road.
Oh.
Near the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to evacuate.
Yes.
They came by and said we had to move to higher ground.
Yeah, that's when we went to the schoolhouse. We were there for 2 days.
Yeah. Because your house was too close to the water, was it?
No, we were at the Mission Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of.
I guess.
It wasn't that far. It could have hit a big wave.
But it didn't affect you?
No, nothing. No, I didn't. My daughter Norma, she was here at the time. Children were small. They had a new trailer by the beachcomber. They lost that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Julia lost her house, too.
Mm-hmm.
By the one waterfront.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Walkouts.
Was it on now?
By the Gura Road waterfront, her house was Walker's old house.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that man, tidal wave. But we didn't watch anything.
Well, that's lucky that no one was hurt. Not a real high instance of injuries or
No, nothing.
Pretty amazing what that did. Do you ever see the old pictures they have of the earthquake and tidal wave they have up at the
Westmark?
Westmark.
Yes. Yeah, every time I go there, I look at those pictures.
I enjoy looking at them too.
Amazing. Yes, it really changed
Kodiak quick.
Yeah, I should say it did.
How do you feel about what do you think about what changed Kodiak the fastest, like compared to that it has a Safeway now and probably in the, when you first moved here, probably shopped at DNA, did you?
Yeah, Dami and Anderson and Crafts, yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked Kodiak then. It was small.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked it. I really liked it. I still do. It's quite a change now, though. It changes after the earthquake.
Well, I think it was prettier before.
It was nice. I liked it. I liked it really well.
See the water and the cold harbor.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd walk, you wouldn't think of anybody hurting you or anything like that. You're safe, let the doors open, go out, come in. Nobody bothered anything, but you can't do that anymore. No, you just can't. Be careful. So many strangers here.
Yeah.
So many strangers.
Have you ever traveled on the ferry when you've gone to visit your relatives?
I went on the ferry to Seward.
Mm-hmm.
After Norma and Jay moved to Seward, children. Yeah, I enjoy summertime, not wintertime.
No.
Summertime, it really had nice weather going over and coming back home.
But you probably don't drive,
do you? I used to drive.
Did you?
Oh, yes, I used to drive. I give up driving after I moved here because we have our drivers here. It takes us any place we want to go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I don't drive anymore. Yeah, I used to drive. little Volkswagen, the red, the last one was, it was a red, red car, it wasn't Volkswagen, it was bigger, but I enjoyed, I enjoyed driving. Then it was quiet, too. It was quiet. Now there's too many cars, so I don't think I could drive anymore. I get nervous.
And they go pretty fast, too.
Yeah, too fast.
Yes. Well, I was just wondering, it seemed like a lot of people from in the old days, you probably didn't need to drive very much.
No,
just
no,
could walk
no.
just about everywhere.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I stayed at Mission Road, I used to drive to work.
I'm curious if you attend the masquerade, New Year's masquerade ball.
Yeah, I do, but I never mask.
Oh, you don't
I
mask?
Didn't like the mask at all. I feel like choking every time I cover my face.
Oh.
So that part I didn't like. But I enjoyed going watching
yes.
them dance.
And
I used to
you
love
like
to dance,
dance
but
you?
Not anymore. I have a problem with my knee.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bad knee, so I haven't danced for a long time. I don't think I ever went dancing since my husband passed away.
Was Zach a pretty good dancer?
Oh, he was. He was a good dancer.
And what dances did you do? The like the Schottische?
Yeah, we did childish waltzes, foxtrot. Yeah,
a lot of the social events were dances there.
Mostly dances, yeah.
And did
dinner parties for British. British, we always invited to a British parties. Baby showers, things like that.
You would dance at baby showers and things?
No,
oh.
I didn't.
Oh.
No, just, you know, a party at home. Yeah, there was a dance hall in Zinke. Arthur Marsan had a dance hall. We used to do a lot of dancing. Grew up. A lot of dances, but there wasn't too many people at the dances either because it's a small, small village.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And from the girls, I guess I was the tallest.
Really?
I was tall. And the other ones were small. Dancing with little short men.
How tall are you?
Must be 5'6". I think I was 5'8". Mm-hmm. 8. Dora always tells me, Gladys, you're shrinking. You're just shrinking. You're not as tall like you used to be. Mama was 5'8". So I think
really?
That's how tall I was. Yes, Mama was tall. Strong. She was strong compared to me.
Well, it sounds like you really had a nice...
Yeah, then we had banya. We used to go to the, down the beach and pick all that wood for banya.
Mm-hmm.
And my two sisters, they filled the gunny sacks full, you know, climbing up the little hill. Mine was only half full. I wasn't that strong. But I stayed in the house all the time. I took care of the house and my sisters and brothers. When Mama had to go and take care of the cows, especially in the spring, when they're ready to have their little calves, she'll take Dora and she'll bring the cow back and kept her in the barn until she has that calf. Yeah. And I was always left at home, you know, taking care of the house. And I liked
the barn was always away from
the
house.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a big barn. The house
and the cows, did she help with the, if the cows had problems, she helped with the delivering
no,
the
so
calves,
we were
or?
Just lucky. Cows never had problems.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think one time she said Papa had to help one cow. You know, it was a bridge.
Oh,
I didn't know the cows could have that. I know I had a bridge baby.
Did
Catherine
you?
Was she always said she couldn't watch that cow. She went home and here Papa came. Yeah, got a little calf.
Oh,
so happy. They were so
cute. Did you have other pets too? I mean,
dogs and cats. In the spring, we used to like to watch those little chicks, little chickens, little chicks. Oh, they were so cute. They were just like a little powder puffs, you know, white and yellow.
Oh, so that's where you got your eggs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we had a lot of chickens. After I got married, Zach and I didn't have any cows. All we had was chickens, a dog and a cat. That's all.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
an outhouse when growing up with mom, because we did all our little chores we had to do. Yeah. It was fun growing up. We had fun. It really sounds wonderful. It was really fun. People are so nice and helpful. Mama had a lot of elderly, but when they were sick or something, they needed help. Mom was always there. TV was going around. TV, you know, there's a lot of remember, especially when the mothers are dying. Mama was always there, taking care of the house and helping them as much as you can. It's very helpful.
She must have been quite a woman to be able to.
She was.
Take care of so much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now when I stop and think of her, oh, how did she do that? We were just small. Like Catherine was born 2 months after Papa died. It's been hard. She worked hard. I know she did. But we were all, the boys were nice. They helped her a lot. My brothers helped her a lot. They were so good. There were no such thing as drinking or smoking in the house either. Nothing like that. We didn't know anything about drugs. You know, that we didn't know. We found out after we came here. Yeah, now that things are so different.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't a problem in the village at all?
No, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that at all. And we had no problems.
Uh-huh. But Kodiak had that.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't that bad as it is now.
Well, I think there was prohibition in the state. Did some people maybe make their own
terrible
prohibition?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, it sounds like you had a really
wonderful family. I really did. We were a real close family, loving family. Always help each other.
Yeah.